Welcome to your Aged Care Compass podcast. We help you make sense of the Australian aged care system by having conversations about topics you've asked us about. We're joined by thought leaders, professional experts, and people just like you and I who talk about their experience in the aged care sector. Welcome to today's episode. I'm Coral, your host, and today I'm chatting with Amy Devlin of home care provider DaVita. Amy is a registered nurse who is currently towards the end of completing her Master of Gerontology. With a strong clinical background and a growing academic foundation, Amy brings a wealth of insight to the aged care sector. Her passion for supporting older Australians was unexpectedly sparked after she began working in community care following her graduation. What started as a short-term role soon evolved into a deeply rewarding career path. Amy now channels her passion into improving quality of life and advocating for person-centred approaches across her work with DaVita. Amy, you're a registered nurse like me, and you don't work on the floor of the hospital. What is it about community care or working for a provider such as DaVita that excites you?
Thanks, Coral. I think that's a great question to start off with. So when I was at university, I thought I was going to be working in the cardiac unit, to be honest. But after observing my great-grandparents in their own journey, aging, and they were at home and also in residential care, I just sparked a deep passion for aged care and supporting older people to live with the dignity and independence. What really excites me about working with a provider like DaVita is the opportunity to make a meaningful impact beyond that traditional clinical setting that you're used to in hospital. So DaVita itself takes a relationship-based approach to care, which really aligns with my own values as a nurse. So it's not just about delivering services, it's about building that trust, understanding the person behind their care needs, and working in genuine partnership with clients, families, and their care teams, which I personally didn't feel like I was getting that fulfillment in the hospital background. So DaVita's mission itself to simplify the aged care journey and help people live better at home is something I see really come to life every day here. I get to work alongside passionate professionals who are driven by purpose, and that really inspires me. So we're focused on personalized proactive care that empowers older people to remain independent and connected to what matters most to them. So for me, that's really incredibly rewarding, and that's why I love what I do.
I can totally relate to that. I remember when I made the transition from the hospital floor out into community, and it was like a whole new world opened up to me. And I loved that we were able to continue that kind of care into the person's home. And I found it incredibly rewarding as well.
Exactly.
So tell us about your role. What does a client experience manager do?
So in DaVita, a client experience manager is all about ensuring our clients receive that high-quality person-centered care throughout their journey, so when they start all the way to when they finish. So I work really closely with both clients and our care managers to make sure services are not just clinically appropriate, but also aligned with each person's goals, values, and their preferences. So in addition to that, I lead the implementation of key policies and best practice approaches across the organisation. And I've really been heavily involved in our preparation for the rollout of the new Support at Home program. So that includes translating legislative changes into practical actions, updating our internal processes, and equipping our teams with the tools and knowledge they need to adapt. So it's really a time of significant reform in aged care, and I'm proud to contribute to the change while keeping the client experience front and centre.
Fantastic. And you've been busy, as everybody has been.
Just a little.
So look, I wasn't aware that DaVita is also a registered training organisation. How does being an RTO benefit DaVita employees and clients?
Yeah, it's very exciting. So we are an enterprised registered training organisation, and it is something that as an organisation we're really proud of. So it allows us to deliver nationally recognised training, including the Certificate 3 in individual support. And this is a foundational qualification for many of our caregivers. So by offering this training internally, we're able to ensure our caregivers are not only qualified, but they're also aligned with that DaVita relationship-based approach to care. So we can tailor the learning to reflect real scenarios and that our staff face in the community and focus on the values that matter most, like respect, dignity, and that person-centered care. So for our caregivers, it means a clear pathway to gain qualifications, build that confidence and grow their careers with support from within the organisation. And for our clients, it means receiving care from people who are well-trained, consistent in their approach and genuinely passionate about supporting older people to live well in their home.
I think that's just absolutely amazing that you have the opportunity to educate and support your staff right across the country, and doing it internally is pretty impressive. So supporting your clients, the recipients of home care packages and who have dementia is a specialty of DaVita's. How does DaVita train and support the caregivers to understand the special needs of a person who is cognitively impaired?
Supporting clients with dementia and other cognitive impairments is really a specialty here at DaVita. So we understand that caring for someone with dementia requires more than just those practical skills. It really involves that empathy, patience, and that specialised knowledge. So to ensure our caregivers are well-equipped, we have a trainer-led program complemented by associated online learning. So this blended approach really allows caregivers to learn that both that theory and that practice in a way that fits their schedules and also their learning styles, which is very important. At DaVita, we also offer an interactive hands-on dementia rooms, which is really exciting. So this is where our caregivers engage in realistic scenarios that they may encounter in the field. This immersive training helps them recognize triggers, practice effective communication strategies, and respond appropriately to behaviors that they may arise, and also within that safe environment, which is really important. So alongside this, ongoing mentoring and supervision ensures that caregivers feel supported and confident when they're out there delivering that person-centered care that respects both the client's dignity, but also their preferences. Also, I find really impactful is that we have caregiver coaches at DaVita. So these are experienced caregivers that provide that on-the-ground support and expertise. So they work directly with caregivers in real client settings, offering guidance, modelling, best practice, and they even will visit clients alongside the caregivers when needed. So again, this allows for that immediate feedback, skill refinement, and that deeper understanding of how to deliver high-quality care in the home. It's really great. So for DaVita, by investing in this specialised practical training and continuous support, it really DaVita equips our caregivers to meet that complex needs of clients, especially when they're living with dementia, enabling them to live safely and comfortably in their home.
So you're hands-on, so to speak, with supporting new care managers learn their role as well. What does this look like, Amy?
Being hands-on with supporting care managers is a real key part of my role because I believe that strong support sets us up to provide that best quality care. So while I work closely with new care managers to build that confidence and competency as well, my support also extends to experienced care managers, especially when they face those complex situations or changes in that aged care landscape. So this involves a mixture of formal training, one-on-one coaching, and practical shadowing. I guide care managers through policies and procedures, share best practice, and help develop skills in person-centered care planning, risk management, and some effective communication. I'm also available to assist with real-world challenges, which I love. So it might mean resolving client concerns, navigating through funding and compliance requirements. So it means I can keep doing that ongoing mentoring, which means that caregivers feel that support. So there are times that I can travel around Australia. If they're ever in need, I will go to them as well so that they've got that one-on-one support as well, not just through the phone.
That's amazing. How reassuring for DaVita's care managers that they can tap into such a valuable resource as yourself and really have that expertise on hand no matter where the office might be across the country. And you have a role in educating care managers to develop care plans. Why do you think it's important that a registered nurse is involved in care planning, particularly with people living with dementia?
I'm passionate about care planning because it really is that crucial part of delivering that quality aged care. And our focus is on ensuring care managers are supported with the tools, resources, and best practice guidance that they need to do this. So while having access to clinical expertise is really valuable, the real impact comes from equipping our care managers with the skills to develop that person-centered, responsive care plans that meet each client's needs and preferences. This means providing them with evidence-based frameworks, practical assessment tools, and clear processes they can apply confidently in their role. For people living with dementia, where progression symptoms can vary greatly, we emphasize best practice approaches that address both physical and cognitive needs, while also respecting that dignity and risk of being the individual's choice. Our care managers are guided on strategies for managing changes, recognizing potential risks, and accessing appropriate support when needed. Basically, our aim is to empower care managers to deliver safe, meaningful, and individual care planning so every client, including those living with dementia, can experience the highest possible quality of life.
Fantastic. Talk me through caregiver matching to clients. What considerations are taken into account when a new client signs up with DaVita and you're considering which caregivers will be the best fit for the client's needs?
This is something that I love to see in our day-to-day delivery of care. Really, that matching is a vital part of delivering personalized, effective care at DaVita. So when a new client joins us, we take that holistic approach to ensure the caregiver assigned is the best possible fit for their individual needs and preferences. We consider a whole range of things. So it might mean looking at their specific care requirements, whether they have that cognitive impairment like dementia, might be mobility challenges or complex medical needs. But we also look at the caregiver skills, experience and training, especially around those specialized areas. Personality and communication styles are also very important. So building that trusting relationship depends on a good connection, which we aim to match clients with caregivers who are not only competent, but also compatible in terms of temperament, interest, and cultural backgrounds as well, if we need to. Additionally, practical considerations such as location, availability, and scheduling also help ensure consistency and that reliability of care. Ultimately, this thoughtful matching process supports continuity, fosters that meaningful relationship, and enhances the client's overall well-being and satisfaction with their care.
Community pharmacies keep Australia healthy. With 6,000 locations nationwide, they're open early, late, and longer for convenient, accessible, and safe care. Pharmacists provide home medicine reviews, dose administration aids, and essential vaccinations. Thanks to additional training, many can now treat common conditions like ear infections, wounds, and skin issues. They also support management of chronic conditions in partnership with your healthcare team. Ask your pharmacist how they can help you and your family stay well. Are there any particular considerations that are specific to a person living with dementia, Amy?
Absolutely. This is very important. So when supporting a person living with dementia, there are several specific and thoughtful considerations we take into account. So we begin by looking closely at the person's past history, not just looking at their medical or clinical details, but also their lifestyle, preferences, values, and what matters most to them. Understanding their background helps us tailor care in a way that feels familiar, respectful, and supportive. Then we carefully match caregivers based on experience, training, and personality. Dementia care requires a certain approach. So calm, patient, empathetic, and not every caregiver can be the right fit for every client. We recognize that. So we look at who has experience in dementia, who's had the right training, and whose personality will complement the client's needs. A great example of this was within one of our offices where we were supporting an older person living with dementia who had been declining all offers of help. They were so anxious and resistant to support, particularly around personal care. After taking time to understand their history and preferences, we introduced a small, consistent team of caregivers who had that strong experience. So it's not just about feeling the shift, it's about creating a meaningful connection that supports dignity, trust, and that quality of life.
That's just so reassuring. Having had my mum and my dad and dad having had dementia, that continuity of care and that right fit was absolutely essential, not just for my dad, but also for us, because we were worrying. We certainly didn't want different carers coming every day. And once we got the team right for my dad and also for my mum, who wasn't cognitively impaired, it was amazing for us as a family. We were completely reassured that mum liked her care team and she had a great relationship with her caregivers. But, you know, with dad as well, even more important because he had dementia and, he could be a little bit difficult at times, but with the right carers, they were able to gently support him and get him to do the things that would otherwise be, they'd be impossible if he didn't have that continuity of care.
Absolutely. You can see it's so, so important. And that personality mix is just as important as that skill set as well.
Yeah, I remember, and look, I understand sometimes it does take a little bit of trial and error, but I remember in the early days of when we were building Dad's care team, and unfortunately the provider didn't have anyone else to send to Dad, and they sent someone along whose English was second language for Dad, and it just, a lovely, lovely person, but he just didn't respond to that. And I couldn't leave the house because he was shadowing me the whole time and he just felt so unfamiliar, even though this person was beautiful. So we had to look at getting a better fit for my dad at that time.
Yeah.
So something that really struck me about the support that DaVita provides is that when you need to contact your care manager, you don't go through a head office. You have the contact details for the local office in your location. And DaVita provides 24-hour care too. How reassuring must this be for DaVita clients? I think it's amazing.
It really is incredibly reassuring for our clients. But as you also know, their families as well.
Yeah.
At DaVita, we know that aged care is that deeply personal, and having to go through a central call center or explain your situation to someone new every single time can be really frustrating and also very impersonal. That's why we prioritize that local connection. When a client needs to speak with someone, they have a direct contact with their local office and they know who their care manager is as well. Someone who really knows them, understands their care needs, and is part of that community. So this personalized support becomes even more important during these vulnerable times, like dementia, cognitions, and also that end-of-life care as well. So knowing that there's someone familiar, responsive, and compassionate, available, yes, that 24/7 care can be incredibly comforting. It gives families that peace of mind that their loved one is being supported with dignity and respect and that they're not navigating those final stages alone. It's part of our relationship-based approach, which is putting people first, being genuinely available, and making sure every client feels seen, heard, and supported at every stage of their journey, including the most sensitive moments.
Amy, we know that some people develop challenging behavioural issues as their dementia progresses. How are DaVita caregivers able to respond to such a situation? And do you have any scenarios?
Yeah, so it's a really important question because as dementia progresses, it's not uncommon, like you said, for people to develop those behaviours that can be challenging. It can be agitation, aggression, wandering, all that resistance to care as you have also mentioned with your dad and your mom, if you don't get that right mix of caregivers. So at DaVita, we train our caregivers to understand that these behaviors are often a form of communication, especially when someone is struggling to express their needs or experiencing that distress. So through our dementia-specific training, both online and hands-on, especially in those interactive rooms. Our caregivers learn to recognize those triggers, adapt their approach, and respond calmly and respectfully. We focus heavy on understanding the person's history, routines, and preferences because that context helps prevent behaviors before they even occur. I do have a beautiful scenario that one of our officers have shared with me. It stands out because it involves a gentleman living with dementia who had a very strong emotional attachment to his wife. He was showing that shadowing behavior. So that meant he became really anxious whenever she couldn't leave the house. She couldn't even leave the room. Even when she took him shopping or to her exercise classes, he would sometimes really become unsettled and anxious in those new environments. So he would leave the space without even telling anyone, which created that safety concern because he would just go wandering. In this case specifically, we did a caregiver match and we actually arranged a male caregiver to start supporting him once a week. At first, the caregiver would just observe and spend time getting to know him, understand his interests and what made him feel comfortable. Over time, they built the trust. So the caregiver learned how to gently distract him when he became anxious. That involved dancing in the lounge room to music, watching and chatting about David Attenborough documentaries, or sometimes it is just simply sitting there holding his hand and sharing stories together. That connection has been so strong that services have now increased from just once a week to several times a week. This has given his wife some much needed respite, allowing her to focus on her own well-being as well. So she's been able to return to activities like going to the gym and really knowing that her husband is happy and engaged. So it helps him. It also helps her. In this person-centered relationship-based approach, that allows our caregivers to respond not just to the behavior, but to the person behind it, which is really super important because it makes sure that everyone feels safe, supported, and understood.
Thank you, Amy. That was such a beautiful story. And I think it's really important as well just to reiterate that it can take time. It's not going to happen straight away. And it's a gentle process of the caregiver getting to know their client and the client feeling comfortable that over the weeks, over the time where that relationship is developing, that there's that familiarity begins to occur and then the person will become more receptive to someone else that's not the spouse or a family member providing that support at home.
Exactly.
Do DaVita care managers work collaboratively with the GP or geriatrician of the person with dementia?
Yes. Collaboration with the person's GP and their geriatrician is a really important part of how DaVita care managers support their clients with dementia. Dementia care, as we know, is complex and often requires a team-based approach, and our care managers play a real key role in coordinating that care to make sure it's holistic, consistent, and also person-centered. We work closely with GPs and specialists to monitor any changes in their condition, communicating any concerns, and support shared decision-making around treatments or interventions. This might involve things like medication management, behavior monitoring, or ensuring the care plan reflects the client's goals and needs. In addition to working with these medical professionals, we also collaborate with external organizations like Dementia Australia. Our care managers often refer to clients to the Dementia Behavior Management Advisory Service, DBMAS, as it's often referred to, because it provides specific support for managing responsive behaviors. These services are incredibly valuable for helping our team and families better understand the underlying causes of behaviors, and they develop the practical tailored strategies. When we have this level of collaboration between health professionals, support organizations, families, and our own care team, it means that the person living with dementia receives safe, informed, and that compassionate care that respects their dignity and supports their well-being at home.
Amy, thank you. This has been a fabulous conversation. It's so important to ensure that caregivers are trained and have some experience of caring for people with dementia. And it's just as important that the right match is made between the caregiver and the person with dementia. I'm really impressed with the training and support that DaVita offers. Congratulations to you and the DaVita teams. Next week, we have Dr. Carlos Roberts join us again. Continuing the theme for the month being dementia, Carlos will be chatting with me about dementia, delirium, and depression. Until then, take care.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Do you have a topic that you'd like us to cover on an episode? Please reach out and let us know via social media or our website. cmeacn.com.au. That's cmeacn.com.au. All the links are in the show notes. And don't forget to hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes.